Good afternoon, IMC Professional Driver Services. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. This is Constance McNeil.
Yeah, how you doing today, Constance?
Good. Was that you texting me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Well, I'm calling you back. I don't know what's going on with the phone, but I'm here.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Talked to Angel a little bit, and I'm sorry for the delay in getting back with you. You've been a little bit short-staffed here lately. It's been kind of crazy. So, if you would, tell me just a little bit about what you got going on, what you're currently doing, what's got you looking for a change today.
All the other companies want to send me OTR, and I want to be regional.
Okay.
I have 10 years of experience. I did flatbed, I did a reefer, I did van container work. I was a trainer before, and I'm just trying to get back to work, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you currently in a truck, or how long has it been since you drove?
I drove in January.
Okay.
I am not in a truck right now.
What was that?
I said I am not in a truck right now.
Okay. And you last drove in January?
Yes.
All right. And who were you driving for then?
All in trucking?
Allman?
All in trucking.
Oh, all in trucking. Okay. And where are they out of?
Chicago.
Okay. And what kind of work were you doing for them?
I was doing over the road van.
And
they went to pick up, so I came home.
What was it about the over the road that you didn't like?
Over the road is tiring because you just, like, you never turn off.
Right.
You know? And, you know, just like anybody that works 5 days a week, they want to recharge. So that's just a normal human being.
Sure.
And that's just the way I look at it. I'm probably, like, getting older, so I don't want to be over the road anymore.
Okay. Was it the home time or?
Home time. Just rest. If I knew for a fact I could drive 2,500 miles and in a 7 day I rest, I would be happy. Meaning that Monday morning I drop off and I'm okay.
Okay. Let me look here. I think I've got something that may be a good fit. But the reason that it causes me pause, the one that I'm looking at here, it is a 48 state operating area, but it gets you home weekly. I don't know if that's something in the ballpark of what you're looking for, or if it's a regional gig, but they have listed down here running area of 48 states, but home weekly. Is that something like what you're looking for, or are you wanting more home time than that?
No, that's perfect.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get a little bit more information from you here, and then I'll kind of give you the rundown on the spot that I'm looking at and see if we can make that be a good fit for you. How much experience do you have driving altogether?
I would say altogether probably like 8 years, but I've been driving since 2013, so I'd say 10 all the time.
Okay. And how much of that 8 years would you say has been over the road versus regional or local?
Over the road, probably 6 years. Local, probably 2 years. I can be honest about that.
Okay. All right. And I saw on your application that you submitted that you drive the 10-speed and you also have driven the automatics, but you do not have an auto restriction?
Right, I don't have an automatic restriction. When I went to school, it was before the automatics were invented.
Okay, good. That's what I like to hear. Now, let me ask you, the last job that you had at All In Trucking, you said that ended in January?
Yeah.
All right. What was the cause for leaving them?
The truck broke down. They wouldn't fix it.
Okay.
So I had to, shut the truck down and keep telling them, it's not worth driving, it's not worth driving, it's not safe, it's not safe, it's not safe. And then I took the truck and they hauled it off. They were like, can you drive it? I said, no, I cannot drive it another inch. I've driven it from North Carolina all the way to Minnesota, hobbling and going 30 miles per hour on major highways. I'm in the way. And I've been telling them, hey, I can't drive it anymore. I'm not going to drive it until it gets fixed. They didn't believe me. They kept trying to push me. And they ended up towing it to a dealership. And the dealership said, oh, yeah, there's a recall on this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't take too good care of their equipment then. Can't make any money if you're not moving, right?
Right.
Okay. Let me get a good email address for you, Constance.
CMICKEY4743@gmail.com.
All right, I got CMICKEY4743@gmail.com.
BMIC.
All right, BMICKEY4743.
No, I'm just gonna text it to you.
Oh, okay. Having a hard time getting it over the phone here.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I was close. All right, there we go. All right, and do you currently have any other applications in process with any carriers?
I do.
Okay. Where are you at in the process with them? And how many of them would you say that there are?
I would say about 7 to 10, and, you know, just depending on the day, CR England said I was approved to drive for them, and they just haven't offered me the, okay, it's time to go type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
But he said that they would take.
All right. Other than CR England, do you have any of them that are, like, running reports on you and stuff like that at the moment?
There's a company in Chicago, yes.
Okay. I like to ask just so I know kind of where we're at in the process with you.
Okay. If I get food today, I'll be there, you know, Wednesday.
Sure, I understand. All right. Okay, let me ask you a couple more questions. I spoke with Angel, and she'd mentioned that there had been a ticket that had been dropped, and she provided me with the information for that, and it doesn't look like any of that's going to be a problem for us. Aside from that ticket that got dropped, in the last 10 years, have you ever had a DUI or a DWI?
Never.
Okay, how about a failed or refused drug test?
Never.
All right. As far as your MVR goes, how does that look? Do you have any dings or anything on that that might pop up whenever they do the MVR, the drive a check?
I have something that I put through data queue. I had a ticket that I got dropped down. They didn't take it off my PSP, so I had data queue email me saying that it's been, you know, approved and it's been submitted. So we're just waiting for it to fall off the PSP.
Okay.
But as far as that, I only have one of those.
What was that ticket for?
It says a handheld, but it got dropped down to driving across private property.
Okay, yeah, that was the one I saw. Okay. That's not a problem. All right. Have you been unemployed for more than 12 months in the last 3 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Either unemployed or employed?
Unemployed.
Okay, no.
All right. And have you had any accidents or incidents, anything like that at all?
No.
All right. Any license suspensions?
No. Well, that was like 6 years ago.
Okay. That wouldn't be an issue at this point. Any recent employment terminations? Where you got fired for safety or anything like that? Okay. And do we have any criminal convictions on the behavior side? You ever slapped any cops or robbed any banks, anything like that that might show up?
No.
All right. Good deal. Now, this one's going to sound silly, Constance, but you know what they say about rules and stuff is that they're for a reason. If it hadn't been done, then they wouldn't have to ask. But I got to ask you the question. Can you pass a drug test? All right. Well, now you say, of course, but I had a fella a while back that I went all the way through the process with him, got him submitted to the carrier. They ran all the reports and everything, getting him set up for the orientation. And all of a sudden, I get notification that the driver says he can't pass a drug test. So that made me look stupid, and so I only like to look stupid less than once if I can avoid it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, not for me.
Nowadays, I ask the question. I don't take anything for granted. All right, well, here's what I'm looking at kind of for you, Constance. I got a job here. It pays an average of $1,190 per week. Top earner gets $1,920 per week, average last year. They have an income guarantee of $1,060 per week, regardless of whether your truck moves or not. And after you haul your first load for them, it's going to be a $500 bonus for you. They get you home weekly for at least your 34-hour reset. It's all drop and hook, no touch, general commodity freight.
Okay, where is that?
This is with Heartland Express. They have an excellent medical, dental, vision insurance program. They offer paid training, orientation, and vacation. And they also have a matching 401k retirement package to make sure that every mile you drive builds towards a retirement.
I was with them one time in 2016, and they sent me home. So as long as I have to go through that process again, I went through everything, did everything correct, and they just sent me home.
Do you know why?
And I didn't. They said for safety.
For safety? And that was how long ago?
That was like 2015.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what it was on your safety report that might have triggered it?
No. Whatever it is, it's gone. Like.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Well, would you want to give these guys another shot? Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
I mean, I can.
To be honest with you, for no touch drop and hook right now, the industry's kind of tightened up. We don't have as many jobs available as we did a year ago at this time, and so not only do we have fewer options for our drivers, but the carriers are also tightened up their requirements a little bit. Some of the things that we could have gotten by with a year ago on somebody's record these days won't fly as much because they're getting to be a little bit more picky about it. So on other days, then I might have had, you know, a few other options, but this is really kind of the most attractive one I've got, especially with that $1,000 a week guarantee and up to $1,900 per week for those that are running. And they guarantee you 2,100 miles per week on this account. So they're going to keep you rolling, and if they don't, then they're still going to at least pay you that guarantee. So you don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to make consistent money or miles. And that's one thing that a lot of my drivers like about Heartland Express. They're one of my better, more solid companies, been around for quite a while.
I mean, I guess I should be home Monday, so I guess your orientation Wednesday, I'll go to orientation.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let me go ahead and I'll get some information put together for you here and get an application submitted over to them and get the process started for you, and we'll see if you can't get you a seat secured as soon as possible.
Yeah.
All right, Constance. To get this thing going, first thing I need is to get your social and date of birth.
244-614743.
And date of birth?
818.
And the year?
818-86.
All right. What we use here is the Intelli app. I can see that you're familiar with this because it's already popped up saying that we can go ahead and autofill 85% of this thing, which that's pretty excellent. That'll speed this process up. What I'm going to do, Constance, I'm going to send a code to your phone. It's going to pop up with either, I think it's a 5-digit number. If you would, just give me that number to pop in here, and then we'll get this thing filled out quick for you.
913-242.
All right, easy peasy, I like it. All right, got down here the 318 Gary Street in Durham, North Carolina is your current address. Have you lived there for 3 years or more?
Yeah.
All right. And we got your primary phone number here is the 984-944-9474. Then they also show a secondary number of 919-353-1414. Is that still a good number for you?
Yes, it should be.
All right. Got the cmickey4743 at Gmail for your email address.
Yes.
All right. Whenabouts in January did your last job end with All In?
Whereabouts?
Yeah, do you remember what day it was?
I got home like January 2nd or whatever.
All right. You read, write, and speak English, I guess?
Yes.
All right. And you've never worked for the company before, but you did attend orientation. All right. And you do currently have a TWIC card. Can you give me the expiration date on that?
I think it's like October 8th, 2026.
All right. Have you ever been known by any other name?
No.
All right. All right. And in case of an emergency, who would you like to be your emergency contact?
My father.
All right. Maybe his name?
George McNeil.
All right. And you got a phone number for him?
The phone number is 919-451-7496.
All right, now I'm going to go over a couple of different types of trucks. You let me know if you have any experience with them at all. First one's going to be a straight truck. You ever driven any straight truck commercially?
No.
All right. And the tractor semi-trailer, you say you have about 8 years altogether in experience on that?
Well, yeah.
All right. And that was with dry van and reefer, if I remember correctly.
Dry van, reefer, flatbed. Container.
Okay. And what year was it that you started driving?
2013.
All right. Now, if I had to ask you to guess, and I know it's kind of a crazy question, but how many miles would you say that you've driven since you started driving?
Oh, that's a hard one. I can't tell you. I wish I could.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I have a formula here. Since most carriers guarantee or shoot for around 2,000 miles per week, we usually figure about 100,000 miles per year. If you've been running pretty steady, then that's usually about where it comes out at. Does that sound pretty close to what you've done?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to say about 600,000 miles altogether of driving the tractor trailers. Okay, do you have any experience with two trailers, the doubles?
No, never.
All right. What's the highest grade of education that you've completed?
College. I was in school for like 2 years.
All right. All right, I show here that your current current CDL is out of Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. License number 06053844?
Yes.
All right. All right. Looks like we've got pretty good work history listed here for you. In fact, somebody probably looks like just about did all the work for me. They got you listed as driving for Prime, Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, got to go through a series of questions for you here real quick regarding your MBR report. Has any license, permit, or privilege ever been denied, suspended, or revoked for any reason? You said you had a suspension back in 2016 or something around there. Was that right?
It's 17, I believe, and yes, that's true.
What month was that in 2017, do you recall?
The fall. I remember. That's all I remember because... I couldn't get back home because I was over the road. The company that I was driving for didn't get me back home in time.
Okay. And can you tell me what the ticket was for that got suspended?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago. And I don't, like, I can't even think of it, like, have an idea of it. But it wasn't, like, a bad ticket. I think it's, like, parking somewhere. I wasn't supposed to be parked, you know, something to that extent. It wasn't like I did something major.
Okay, nothing safety related.
No.
All right. Have you ever been convicted of driving during license suspension or revocation or driving without a valid license or an expired license, or are any charges pending?
No.
All right. Have you ever been convicted for any alcohol or controlled substance related offense while operating a motor vehicle, or are any charges pending?
No.
All right. Have you ever been convicted for possession, sale, or transfer of an illegal substance, including but not limited to marijuana, amphetamines, or derivatives thereof while on duty, or any charges pending?
Uh-uh.
All right. Have you ever been convicted of reckless driving, careless driving, or careless operation of a motor vehicle, or are any charges currently pending?
I have a ticket for a lane change accident, and that's 2 years ago.
All right. What month was that?
April of 2021.
All right. And it was an illegal lane change, you said?
I don't know if it was illegal, but it was something about
improper lane change.
Yeah.
All right. And was that in a motor, commercial vehicle or a private vehicle?
It was in a commercial vehicle.
All right. Have you ever tested positive or refused to test on a pre-employment drug or alcohol test by an employer to whom you applied but did not obtain a safety-sensitive transportation work covered by DOT agency drug and alcohol testing rules in the past 3 years, or have you ever tested positive or refused to test on any DOT-mandated drug or alcohol test?
No, I never refused, no.
Okay. All right, and then that lane change ticket that happened a couple years ago, what ended up going on with that?
Nothing. I couldn't get back the ticket, but nothing ended up happening with it, so.
Okay, so have you had any moving violations or traffic convictions in the past 3 years?
No.
All right. And were you involved in any accidents or incidents with any vehicle in the last 10 years, even if you were not at fault?
No.
All right. All right. I think we're in the home stretch here, Constance. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Do you have any deferred prosecutions? Guess that'd be a no. Do you have any criminal charges pending? We'll go no on that one. Felonies. Have you ever pled guilty or been convicted of or pled no contest to a felony?
No, I have not.
All right. And have you ever in the last 5 years pled guilty to, been convicted of, or had prosecution deferred in connection with, or pled no contest to a misdemeanor?
No.
All right. All right, Constance, that is it. Next thing we're going to do once we get everything set up for you, I'm going to send you a link to a website that's a Heartland Express's account that you'll log into, and just that's where you'll sign your releases once we get the ball rolling for you. And as soon as we get that set up and you get those releases signed, then they can start running those reports. Then we'll have one of the representatives reach out to you, answer any other questions you might have regarding this seat, and see if we can't get you an orientation date scheduled for ASAP.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, if you have any questions or anything like that, don't hesitate to give me a call back or shoot me a text. I talk to a lot of drivers, so a lot of times if you call me, sometimes I won't be able to pick up right then, but I promise I will call you back, especially now we got some stuff in process for you. I try to call everybody back in the order in which their call was received, but I prioritize my drivers that we've got in process to make sure that we don't skip a beat. I don't want to overwhelm myself by getting too many guys in the pipeline and then I can't keep up with them, you know what I mean? I respect you too much to spread myself thin like that. So that's what happens next with this. If you would, just save my number so whenever I shoot you a text or give you a call, you'll know it's me. And the next thing I'll be doing, like I said, I'll give you that link. I'll send it both a text message and an email to you. You'll have it both ways. And it'll give you the information on how to log in. And once you get logged in, you can change your password on that site and all that good stuff. So you'll have access to that. But next thing, like I say, I'll be getting those release forms signed, and then we'll be off to the races.
Okay.
All right. Hey, was there anything else you needed or any other questions you had at the moment before I let you go today?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
All right. You got it, Constance. You have a good weekend, and I'll probably touch base with you again on Monday, if not sooner. I'll get that link over to you this afternoon so they can get everything going. But then I'll touch base with you again Monday, just kind of see where we're at in the process.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you, and you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.